This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Whether we're discussing grain, livestock, or land prices, ag markets seem to be on a downhill trend. Randy Dickhoot, the Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company, who was born and raised in Illinois, says although land values have decreased from their peak levels 3 years ago, prices are still strong, and he doesn't expect to see any extreme changes in the near future.
I grew up and farmed till just about 15 years ago in western Illinois, corn, soybean, wheat, dried no-till, worked in a family operation, and so very familiar with Illinois and a lot of good people and a lot of good farmers in Illinois.
Well, I'd have to agree, as I'm obviously from Illinois. It's where the station is. That is home for sure. But we want to talk now a little bit of business concerning Farmers National Company. And one of the main things I recognize your name for is land prices. And I would like to talk about those more so in the Midwest and Illinois. What are things looking like right now?
Illinois is very similar to any of the eastern Corn Belt states. Land values have come off their peak of 3 years ago, but they're surprisingly strong despite the lower grain prices, the lower farm incomes that I'm sure you've talked about and we all see, whether that's the income to the farmer or to the landowner. But the land market's pretty much in equilibrium. There's not a lot of land for sale on the market, especially in the Illinois, again, eastern Corn Belt market. And so there's, even though there's a little less enthusiasm from the buyers, whether that's farmers or investors, there's still plenty of buyers out there to purchase whatever land comes up for sale. So our recent sales we've had in Illinois have been very good. Again, they have not declined anymore. They've really kind of stabilized and based on the good yields, I think, and hopes for, better income years to come.
What does the near future look like? Do you anticipate changes to happen? Do you think it's going to stay pretty level with where it's at now? Or maybe just a look into the future, if you would.
Sure. I think, in general, farmland prices are still on a gradual, slow, measured decline based on those commodity prices and farm incomes. If there's some other kind of change where grain prices, jump up and their farm incomes in that area are better, that'll really definitely stabilize land values. But I think, time-wise and the economics, there's still some downside movement potential, but I don't think it'll be a lot unless interest rates or inflation changes or whatever it might be.
We've been talking specifically about the land markets, but there is other work that Farmers National Company is involved with. Any of those items that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. We handle, of course, the land auctions, land sales. We do appraisals for those estate purposes or lenders, whatever it might be, agri-commercial and so forth. We do hunting leases, which I know in parts of Illinois are very important to landowners to add a little more revenue and have extra control for the land. So we do a lot of hunting leases, very important in parts of Illinois. Other parts of the country, we do timber management. We're one of the largest oil and gas leasing firms representing landowners, mineral owners in the country. We just kind of anything to do with land for the landowner.
And once again, that update comes from Randy Dickhoot, who's the Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company. Well, Illinois ag producers and forestry managers who want to address natural resources and increase environmental benefits are encouraged to sign up for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, otherwise known as EQIP, through the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. According to Ivan Dozier, the Illinois NRCS state conservationist, November 18th and January 20th are the two EQIP application deadlines for Illinois. Many applicants have shown interest in addressing soil erosion and water quality issues on cropland, but there are also funding pools for addressing issues on grazing land operations, confined livestock operations, and for organic producers and wildlife habitat improvements. In addition to conservation practices, EQIP provides funding for the development of plans, such as comprehensive nutrient management plans, grazing plans, drainage water management, and others. Producers interested in EQIP should submit a signed application to their local NRCS field office by either the November 18th or January 20th deadlines. And now we'll take a look at some news about ethanol. At the end of its current season, NASCAR will surpass 10 million competition miles on Sunoco Green E15, a biofuel blended with 15% of American-made ethanol. The miles have been totaled up over practice, qualifying, and racing laps since the sport adopted the biofuel 6 years ago. NASCAR entered into a partnership with Sunoco and American Ethanol and launched a long-term biofuels program across its three national series of races. The goal behind the decision was to reduce emissions. The biofuel first made its debut at Daytona International Speedway in Florida back in 2011. Chief Operating Officer at NASCAR, Brent DeWar, says as they approach 10 million miles, it's evident that the renewable higher ethanol blended fuel performs flawlessly against rigorous racing conditions. He also added that the milestone is a result of an industry-wide commitment to demonstrate high-performance racing with reduced emissions, along with educating their fans about the benefits of sustainable and renewable American ethanol. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.